Hello, America. It's your new favourite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two forts of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.
Help settle a debate. Can you be too old to go to the club? Raven went to the club and I was like, what are you doing? What are you doing at the club? You always say you can't even get low anymore because your knees and your back. Now, Raven is not an old man. Raven is a young 48.
Mm-hmm.
I said that to be nice. You're 48.
Yeah, I mean, I'm 48, right? Factually, the number is the same. That doesn't lie one way or the other. But I'm young enough in plenty of those ways. And I went to the club for many, many years, DJed the clubs for many, many, many years. I was a dancer, all right? People can say whatever they want to. I used to dance all the time back in the day. Those times are kind of past, but I'm still a ringleader when it comes to my group of people and headed to the club. I bring the party, Anna. I never say no. That's one thing about me. I never say no. It's my wife's birthday. It's third or fifth time or whatever we were out celebrating her birthday at that point with sixth group of people. And you know, I had to keep the party live and going at that point. Some of the girls fell off. Again, it was like the seventh celebration. So they kind of fell off. And I took us all to the club. It was mostly a group of guys who were like, no, I'm out, man. I'm not going. And what did I do? I kept them dancing all night long. Everybody had a blast.
So I think that you get to an age. And I, mm-hmm. when I was young, I loved the club.
Loved it.
But now as a mother of two with a five-year-old, and I, you know, I'm a little bit younger than Raven.
Yeah.
I don't think I belong there. In my mind, I belong there. But then I have enough, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Mm. I have enough, like,
self-awareness
that when I drive by and I see them outside and it's chilly and they have on, like, nothing.
You're like, I'm going to go to the club. And then you're like, nah, I'm not going to the club.
I'm like, where am I going to put my coat? Is there somewhere for me to sit? I need sensible shoes. Do people wear sneakers to the club? Probably not. Right?
You know what, my friends, one of the things that my friends love the most is I basically refuse to pay cover. I don't do it. And my explanation to the bouncers is always, look at my face, man. I'm not paying cover. I just say that. And then I don't pay cover because I'm like, I'm obviously here to drink. You're going to make your money.
There's no world where you went to a club last weekend and you didn't pay a cover by saying that.
No, it's, I had to pay the cover that night because there was only five in our group.
Uh-huh.
But typically when there's like 8 or 10 of us, I will never allow us to pay cover.
I just think.
And they think I'm like a folk hero because of it.
There comes a time when you have to hang up your club shoes. You know, and I think that time has come for Raven. Were you able to drop it on the floor?
I dropped it down to about, 36 inches. I didn't get much lower than that. So like about here. That's about where I dropped it.
If you were working out with a trainer at the gym, that would not even be acceptable
as a squat. Doesn't qualify.
And you think that's dropping it low at a club?
Listen, I was bringing more energy than some in there. I'll tell you right now.
I think there's an age. I'm going to make that age 30 to 33. That's it. If you're older than that, you are too old for the club. You become the creepy guy. You're a creepy guy.
No way.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999.
Did you say 33?
Yeah.
No way.
Yes. Help settle a debate. Is Raven too old for the club?
Mm.
Raven still goes clubbing. He's 48 years old.
Yeah.
It's not that you're super old or anything like that. It just seems like once you reach a certain age, like, you don't belong in the club anymore.
Well, my wife loves to dance, right? And she will drag all her girlfriends to dance, some of which, are more willing participants than others.
Mm-hmm.
And, and we also like to, go to casinos and stuff like that in downtown areas. So there's always a club. And when you go, you got to represent, Anna. That's all I'm saying. It's not like the plan I put out. Like, Saturday, I'm going to the club. But, when I go, I bring it.
I'm looking at our text line. Hard yes, LOL, you're too old, from a 42-year-old. That's
You know what? Uh-huh. You should do your stretches, 42-year-old. Get out there.
Joanna texted, I think it all depends on the club. There are clubs for older adults and seniors. If Raven's going to a senior club. Actually, where's that club?
How do you know that that's a club, right? Does it have shuffleboard on the side?
Well, because it opens at 5 p.m. That's how you know.
It's good. Very good.
1-800-330-9999. Is Raven too old for the club? What do you think?
I don't think so. I think it's fun. You know, if you're having fun and you're not bothering anybody, have fun.
You know, that's a key phrase, right? Because if you're the old guy in the corner that's bothering people, or you're the adopted weird grandpa that people are like, I don't know what this dude's story is, but they, you know, they kind of take you on. That's different than me. Listen, I still have, you know, relatively all dark hair. You know?
That's your defense.
You know, I don't eat applesauce, yeah. All right? I could drink half those kids under the table. Forget it. Let's go.
That's not something to be proud of.
Well, your town is different than mine. Mm-hmm. Right.
Steve, you think Raven's too old for the club?
Never.
Thank you. See that? Steve's in the club right now.
Mind over matter. You don't mind, it doesn't matter.
That's right. That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. I mean, if I was on vacation or something like that, what am I supposed to stand on the sideline? This ain't prom. I bring it to the club. That's right.
I mean, I'm 60 years old and I dance around the garbage truck, so you can go to the club.
You dance around a garbage truck. Okay.
Yeah, but Anna says on Monday.
Oh, this is Anna's garbage man. Thanks, Steve.
Logan, you think Raven's too old for the club?
Yes, I do. I think you're too old for a club after 24.
24?
Whether your back's good or not. Yeah.
What if they make you happy? But I do think 24 is too young. You can still, I feel like that's your prime for club age.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're just starting. I think you barely know the ropes at 24. I don't know. Like, it depends on the club and where you are, right? You think you know what's going on at the club, but there is still a higher level of club that you've got to go past 24. You graduate, pocket swole, more access.
And so you can afford it. Bottle service, baby. Come on.
Afford it. We work in radio. Yeah. All right.
I don't know. Caitlin, what do you think? Am I too old for the club? Definitely going to be broke.
Absolutely not. I don't think there is any age limit. If this is something that you want to do, age is just a number and has nothing to do with it. If you want to go to the club, go to the club and make it your own and have the best time of your life. Do it. If you don't want to go to the club, then don't go to the club. If you want to do something, nothing should stop you from doing it and living your life.
So she gave me first right of refusal, which is something my wife has never given me. Mm-hmm. So when my wife wants to go to the club, like, I have to go to the club most of the time.
I don't even know what club I could go to.
Like, don't worry, I can get you in some clubs.
No, I don't want to. Like, I like a nice bar where I can hear my friends and we could have a good conversation. It plays good music in the background. That's all I need.
Right, and if it gets too loud, you'll ask the server if they can just turn it down a little bit.
Well...
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.